Got Brent Bruland on right now with Environmental Tillage Systems. And Brent, there was a lot of fall tillage that didn't get done and seed bed prep work that didn't happen. We're going to have to do a lot of this in the spring, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And thanks for having me on today. It's interesting that you mentioned that because we're giving a plant tour right now today and up at our factory. And that was one of the things that our growers that are in were talking about is, I didn't get everything done. What am I going to do in the spring?
Yeah, it's not exactly how we want to handle it, but we got to work with what we got. So this is our hand that we've been dealt, and there's got to be some opportunities here. So how are you setting up strip tillage machines differently in the spring versus the fall? We like to use a shank a lot in the fall, but I don't think we're going to be able to do that in the spring.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. The shank is often used in the fall. In the springtime, you know, it's often a lot moister. The soil is not as conducive and forgiving with the shank as with a coulter system. So we like to use our shallow coulter system, which runs 3 to 5, maybe 6 inches deep, and make a perfect seed bed, break it up so that your planter can do what it's supposed to do, just plant, and it doesn't have to worry about cleaning the rows. The planter doesn't have to worry about putting fertilizer on if you run a strip till in the spring. All it has to do is get that seed in the right spot for you.
How about cutting up the residue? Rob and I got in a discussion here earlier about, wow, we've got some fields that are going to be continuous corn. We got no seed bed prep work done, and we got a lot of residue out there to cut through.
Yeah, and so our typical methodology is put that row cleaner on the strip till machine down, get the residue off of the zone, and then do your tillage in that zone and plant into a black seed bed rather than trying to chop that residue up and push it into the seed bed. That can inhibit your seed to soil contact if there's residue next to the seed versus only black soil.
Yeah, I agree. That does make a big difference. There's no question about that. And the other thing that is an opportunity, I think, with strip till is one pass getting your seed bed prep work done and getting fertility on. And we get a lot of questions about that. What's your advice with fertility placement as we move into the spring and liquid versus dry and so on?
So, you know, that's a big economic question, liquid versus dry versus, you know, anhydrous. A lot of us wish we didn't have to deal with anhydrous, but it's so economical now for a nitrogen source. But we probably have 3/4 of our growers using dry machines, and they will, the way that our system works, it blends that fertilizer into a box basically rather than into a specific band. And so you can put on a lot higher rate without worrying about seed burn, either in the dry or the liquid. So, you know, either one can be safe if you use it appropriately, and especially if you have some time between the time that you apply it and the time that you plant. But we've done a lot of research at universities and other places, and you can put a lot higher concentration on than guys would think as long as you blend it left to right, up and down, versus just putting it into a band. So,
you know, Brent, one thing that we noticed in our farm a couple of years ago, and this is my last question, is just about where that seed gets placed in that zone. And we get a lot of questions from growers. Do I need RTK GPS or how do I do this? Because if I get off that zone a little bit, it's sure going to cost me, isn't it?
And it is, definitely. So once you get off the zone, especially if you're using a band, there's a significant drop-off in yield at the end of the year. Now, if you have that blended throughout your entire zone, as I mentioned earlier, kind of into a box pattern, you've got a 10-inch wide and 4 or 5-inch deep chance of getting that seed into contact with the fertilizer when it needs it, as opposed to it, you know, getting off the zone by 3 or even 4 inches, you'll have a yield drop-off because that seed is struggling until it can find that fertilizer.
Yeah, I agree with you. Having the fertility spread gives you a lot more window to get that seed in the ground and get it in the right condition. Been talking with Brent Bruland with Environmental Tillage Systems. Brent, thank you so much. Really appreciate the insight today.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.